Blog Talk Radio.
Once there was a neighborhood street, handlebars, bicycle seats, a house full of love, a great place to grow. Once upon a long time ago, if only I could go back again to Mom and Dad and all of my friends, I would feel safe with the people I know. From once upon a long time ago, I'll never fly off to Neverland, I'll never travel in time. I can do is the best I can and go there in my mind. So I close my eyes, imagine I'm there, hide and seek, musical chairs, hot summer nights, and the cool winter snow. From once upon a long time ago, I smile as I look back on roads I've crossed, traveling down memory lane. But without all of those that I loved and lost, life is not the same. For all the good times I can recall, to all I've loved, God bless you all. The happiest moments that I'll ever know were once upon a long time ago.
For joining us for episode number 14 of our old time radio series. This is a program that takes us back to our youth when entertainment was provided by radio, with such shows as Hop Harrigan, Guy King, Captain Midnight, and a few others related to aviation. We also had music at that time, music unlike we hear today. That's why we decided to bring back the sounds of the big band era, the many songs we grew up with. In today's episode, we're going to feature the great Lionel Hampton Orchestra, songs we remember dancing to. Before we listen to our first selection, here's an Eastern Airlines commercial.
Of all the ways that we can fly, of all the highways through the sky, of all the wings that greet the sun, Eastern is your number one. We're Eastern, America's favorite way to fly.
For the third year in a row, more passengers have flown Eastern than any other airline in the free world. If you've helped make us America's favorite way to fly, we thank you. If you haven't flown Eastern recently, give us a try. We'll show you we really do earn our wings every day.
April 20th, 1908, to August 31st, 2002, was an American jazz vibraphonist, pianist, percussionist, bandleader, and actor. Hampton worked with jazz musicians from Teddy Wilson, Benny Goodman, and Buddy Rich to Charlie Parker, Charles Mangus, and Quincy Jones. In 1992, he was inducted into the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame and was awarded the National Medal of Arts in 1996. Lionel Hampton was born in 1908 in Louisville, Kentucky, and was raised by his mother. Shortly after he was born, he and his mother moved to her hometown in Birmingham, Alabama. He spent his early childhood in Cassona, Wisconsin, before he and his family moved to Chicago, Illinois in 1916. As a youth, Hampton was a member of the Bud Milken Club, an alternative to the Boy Scouts of America, which was off limits because of racial segregation. During the 1920s, while still a teenager, Hampton took xylophone lessons from Jimmy Bertland and started playing drums. Hampton was raised Roman Catholic and started out playing fife and drum at the Holy Rosemary Academy in Chicago. Now let's hear a little bit of that Flying Home there, Mr. Producer, by the great Lionel Hampton.
So see if you can keep your feet still while you listen to the king of the vibraharp, the master of the drums, with his all-time big record of Flying Home. It's Lionel Hampton. Lionel.
Thank you.
playing drums for the Chicago Defender Newsboys Band. It was led by Major N. Clark Smith while still a teenager in Chicago. He moved to California in 1927, playing drums for the Dixieland Blues Blowers. He made his recording debut with the Quality Serenaders, led by Paul Howard, then left for Clover City and drummed for the Les Height Band at Sebastian's Cotton Club. One of his trademarks as a drummer was his ability to do stunts with multiple pairs of sticks, such as twirling and juggling, without missing a beat. And I can sure tell you that that's very difficult to do. During this period, he began practicing on the xylophone. In 1930, Louis Armstrong came to California and hired the Les Height Band, asking Hampton if he would play vibes on two songs. So began his career as a vibraphonist, popularizing the use of the instrument in the process. Invented 10 years earlier, the vibraphone is essentially a xylophone with metal bars, a sustain pedal, and resonators equipped with electric-powered fans to add a tremolo. While working with the Les Height Band, Hampton also occasionally did some performing with Nat Secret and his orchestra. During the early 1930s, he studied music at the University of Southern California. In 1934, he led his own orchestra and then appeared in the big band in the Bing Crosby film, Pennies from Heaven, alongside Louis Armstrong, who was wearing a mask in a scene while playing the drums. Now, Mr. Producer, how about Hampton's Sunny Side of the Street? Thank you. and what he did in those days, and the days, hard days in 1937. It also made it possible for Negroes to have their chance in baseball and other fields. Also in November 1936, the Benny Goodman Orchestra came to Los Angeles to play the Palmer Ballroom. When John Hammond brought Goodman to see Hampton perform, Goodman invited him to join his trio, which thus became the celebrated Benny Goodman Quartet, with Teddy Wilson and Gene Krupa completing the lineup. Wow.
Amazing.
The trio and the quartet were among the first racially integrated jazz groups to perform before audiences and were a leading small group of the day. Now here, you probably never heard of this song, but it's called Central Avenue Breakdown. Neil, give it a shot. Version of Flying Home, which we heard at the beginning of the show, and featuring a solo by Eloys Jacquet that anticipated rhythm and blues. Although Hampton first recorded Flying Home under his own name with a small group in 1940 for Victor Records. The best and most famous version is the big band version, recorded for Decca Records on May 26, 1942, in a new arrangement by Hampton's pianist, Milt Buckner. The selection became popular, and so in 1944, Hampton recorded Flying Home No. 2, featuring Annette Cobb. The song went on to become the theme song for All Three Men. Guitarist Billy Mackle joined Hampton in 1944 and would perform and record with him almost continuously through the late 1970s. In 1947, Hamp performed Stardust at the Just Jazz concert for producer Gene Norman. Also featured Charlie Savers and Slam Stewart. The recording was issued by Decca Records. Norman's GNP Crescendo label issued the remaining tracks from the concert. Now, Mr. Producer, can you ring them bells? From the mid-1940s until the early 1950s, Hampton led a variety of rhythm and blues band whose Decca record recordings included numerous young performers who later achieved fame. They included bassist Charles Mangus, saxophonist Johnny Griffin, guitarist Wes Montgomery, vocalist Diana Washington, and keyboardist Milt Buckner. Other noteworthy band members were trumpeters Dizzy Gillespie, Cat Anderson, Kenny Dalton, and Snooky Young, trombonist Jimmy Cleveland, and saxophonist Illinois Jacquette and Jerome Richardson. The Hampton Orchestra that toured Europe in 1953 included Clifford Brown, G.D. Grace, Anthony Ortega, Mark Montgomery, George Wallington, Art Farmer, and Quincy Jones, also singer Annie Ross. Hampton continued to record with small groups and jam sessions during the 1940s and 50s. With Oscar Peterson, Buddy DeFranco, and others. In 1955, while in California working on the Benny Goodman story, he recorded with Stan Getz and made two albums with Art Tatum for Norman Gantz, as well as with his own big band. Hampton performed with Louis Armstrong and an Italian singer, Lara St. Paul, at the 1968 Sanremo Music Festival in Italy. The performance created a sensation with Italian audiences as it broke into the real jazz section. The same year, Hampton received the Papal Medal from Pope Paul VI. Now, let's hear another selection, Mr. Producer, When the Lights Are Low. Beginning in February 1984, Hampton and his band played at the University of Idaho's annual jazz festival, which was renamed the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival the following year. In 1987, the UI School of Music was renamed for Hampton, the first university school to name of the first university music school named for a jazz musician. Excuse me. Hampton remained active until his stroke in Paris in 1991, which led to a collapse on stage. That incident, combined with years of chronic arthritis, forced him to cut back drastically on performances. However, he did play at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History in 2001, shortly before his death. In his lifetime, Hampton performed for six U.S. presidents. Hampton died from congestive heart failure at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City on August 31, 2002. He was interred at the Woodlawn Cemetery, Bronx, New York. His funeral was held on September 7, 2002, and featured a performance by Wynton Marsalis and David Oswalt, the Low Jazz Band at Riverside Church in Manhattan. The procession began at the Cotton Club in Harlem. Now, here's one of the great jazz sounds. It's called Jivin' with Jivis. During a ceremony recognizing Black Music Month in the East Room of the White House on June 30, 2001. On November 11, 1936, in Yuma, Arizona, Lionel Hampton married Gladys Riddle. Gladys was Lionel's business manager throughout much of his career. Many musicians recall that Lionel ran the music and Gladys ran the business. During the 1950s, he had a strong interest in Judaism and raised money for Israel. In 1953, he composed King David's Suite and performed it in the Israel with the Boston Pops Orchestra. Later in life, Hampton became a Christian Scientist. Hampton also a 33rd degree Prince half Freemason in January 1977. That's okay. And his apartment caught fire and destroyed afterwards all his belongings. Hampton did escape without injuries. Hampton died of heart failure in August 31st, 2002, and he was buried in Woodlawn Cemetery, the Bronx, New York City, immediately adjacent to both Miles Davis and Duke Ellington's graves. What would Boogie Woogie music be without it being played by Mr. Lionel Hampton? The song... recording and making its own history. Eastern Airlines was a major American airline from 1926 to 1991. Before its dissolution, it was headquartered in Miami International Airport in an unincorporated area of Dade County, Florida. And you remember that famous southwest corner at the corner of Lejeune Road and 36th Street, everybody. Eastern was one of the big four domestic carriers created by Spoils Conference in 1930. It was headed by World War I flying ace Edward Vernon Rickenbacker in his early years. It had a near monopoly in air travel New York to Florida in the 1930s to 1950s and dominated this market for decades afterwards. Mr. Floyd Hall was brought over to Eastern Airlines from TWA, became CEO and chairman. Mr. Hall had a vision for Eastern with its Sunrise at Eastern campaign that brought Eastern to become one of the largest airlines in the free world. Under Mr. Hall's presidency, Eastern entered the jet age, first with the Boeing 720, and then in 1964, the first carrier to put into service one of the most popular aircraft in history, the Boeing 727. The Lockheed L-1011 was another first the Hall presidency occurred. Eastern was also the official airline of Walt Disney World when the park opened. Eastern pioneered hourly air shuttle service between New York City, Washington, D.C., and Boston in 1961 as the Eastern Air Shuttle. It took over the South American route from Braniff International upon its shutdown in 1982, and also served London and Madrid in the 1980s. Well, that's our show for today, folks, and we hope you enjoyed the big band sounds. We'll bring you more in the weeks to come. Keeping our Eastern family informed is the greatest importance to this radio show. Please join us on Thursdays and every other Thursday when we broadcast from the Eastern Files and EAL Old Time Radio. Next Thursday, October 25th, we broadcast from the Eastern Files. And on Monday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we feature Eastern Brats number 3. Be sure and listen to that one. Thursday, November 1st, we will be featuring the great Duke Ellington. That'll be a good show. Do you have a story or memory you'd like to share with us, our Eastern family? If so, we certainly do want to hear from you. From the Eastern Files, we'd like to broadcast it during one of our shows. Either you sharing your memory live or send it to us, and we'll broadcast your story on the air. You can resend your request to host@ealradioshow.com. Well, we thank you for listening today, and on behalf of our Captain Neil, our producer, this is Don Gagnon saying, so long, Eastern family. We love you, Eastern.
So long, Eastern family. We love you, Eastern.
You know, my comments as the producer, I found this so relaxing to listen to pure talent of these people.
Oh, it was
back
wonderful.
You can't find that anymore, Neil.
I know. Can you think of a band today that can do what these guys did back in the day?
Unbelievable, really. Yeah, that kaleidoscope of what do you call it? That was just fantastic with the bells,
yeah.
And I loved it. Xylophone, I guess it is.
It's
just amazing.
Well, I'm glad we're able to present this on Thursdays. Don, great job. Thank you so much. And Dorothy, for adding color to our shows. And we certainly look forward to being back with you every Thursday with the Eastern Files and with the Old Time Radio Big Bands. Don, sometimes we're going to have to change the music. I don't know. It's hard to do to get off these guys.
We've got some good stuff coming up, Neil.
Yeah.
I think everybody's going to really like it. So,
okay.
So many talented people.
Well, we'll sign off. Here's our sign-off music.
tonight. How we sing, how we live.